Good morning, Avenians. Wow, it's a great Monday morning here in Viva Las Vegas. It's March 11th, time for our morning testimonial rev call, and you're going to want to get your tape recorder out for this one. I'm so grateful to Dr. Donna for teaching us all that when she lost her voice, she made tea out of a beanie plus energy to regain her voice to speak. I'm trying it, and here's my voice. So what a whirlwind week we just came off of, and wow, so much excitement off the first two vision tours, sharing our founder owners with the Fresno, Sacramento areas, and people came from all over the state and country to be there. So we were so happy. And I'm Tony Abeda. I'm your road weary but super excited traveler on this journey we call Avini Health Company. I want to first thank and congratulate every single person who came to all of the events held last week, whether that be Fresno, Sacramento, or even the super mini event in Jamestown with Donna and Carol Bach. Robin, Mark West, and myself are just thrilled with the turnouts to meet our founders, to hear laughs, see tears, and get a brainful of what a miracle we have in Avini Health. But first, before we launch into our guests to share their experiences today, let me first make a noted disclaimer that we at Avini Health make no medical claims of any kind to diagnose, prevent, cure, treat, or prescribe on any medical level. However, we are proud to note that our lead product, Cell Defender, and assisting products help rid the body of its toxic heavy metal and poison burden out through the bladder, cleaning the body. And what does Rick Deitch continue to tell us and impress upon us? That a cleaner, healthier body fixes itself. Yes, it does. And a super fast announcement. If you weren't planning to go to Las Vegas on April 26th and 27th, highly consider changing your mind. It's going to be a world-changing 2 days, and you can't know unless you're there. So make sure you get your tickets. And don't forget, you're still in the running for all the prizes, including T-shirts, caps, mugs, two-night stay, and free two-night stay, free airfare. Too much to share here. Ask your upline for more details. Neil and the gang are just too generous with us, and you don't want to miss out. So our first group lineup is actually a group of ladies that I'm so proud to know. I actually attend class via computer with these ladies and was fortunate to see them yesterday in Riverbank, California. So do forgive my grammar here. I'd like to ask Pamela Cobble, who is currently teaching for the Holistic Life Wellness Institute, to come and say hi. She's amazing. I just noted her from the very beginning. Kathy Carr, would you come in and share your experiences with Avini? And also, thank you so, so much for being a part of the gang that came to Sacramento. But Kathy, star six, sweetheart.
So my name is perfect. Kathy Carr. Okay. I've heard about Cell Defender from Tony. She came to our school and gave her testimony, pretty much. And a little background on me, I had three major issues that I had in my 30s that I walked away from Western medicine and decided just to listen to my body and change my eating. And I started exercising and I changed relationships to regain my health. And I did. I regained my health, except for I had still had brain fog and I can't even... and forgetfulness and fatigue. So when I heard about Cell Defender, I decided whenever I do something, I like to try it on myself first before I recommend it to anybody. So I got some Cell Defender and started trying it. And I did it how the bottle said, which is 10 drops in the morning, 10 drops in the evening. And I noticed an instant change in my frequency. I'm an energy healer and very sensitive to energy. So when my body fluctuates between the different frequencies, I can tell. And my frequency went up automatically. I was like amazed. And so then I found out, I went to the thing in up the mountain with Tony a couple of days ago, and they were saying do 5 drops. So I started doing 5 drops every hour for 2 days. I did that and my body responded immediately. I could tell I was dumping metals And my brain fog lifted. I had more energy. A whole bunch of stuff started happening for me, but also my frequency went up even further. And then I went to the thing down in Sacramento and listened to the chemist. And he was saying, just do it four times a day. So I scaled back to four times a day, and my body even responded better. So that, I think everyone's different. For me, that was the perfect. That's where I'm at right now today, is doing the five drops four times a day. And I'm excited to see what all this will do for me. But what's even more exciting was I just jumped in. I just grabbed seven bottles so I wouldn't have to pay retail. And I told my friends and stuff, and they heard it from Tony too at school. But I didn't try to push it or try to sell anyone or anything like that. But I had people come to me and say, I want to be a distributor and I want to go under you. And I had two people do that right away yesterday, which was amazing. And so anyway, that's my story. I don't know what else to say.
It was wonderful because all of you as a group were in, what I saw was that you investigated together, and I'm so, so grateful that you came to Jamestown first, and we had the big round. It was a great big round circle of great minds, great souls, and it was great questions. And then you made the journey on Thursday to come to Sacramento, and you brought Alejandra with you, didn't you?
Well, Pam did, yeah.
Okay.
Pam and
well,
I did.
How many?
We both did.
Yeah.
There was
how
five
many
of us.
You?
Yeah, so there was Lori, me, Pam, Alejandra, Rochelle. And Alex, when we got back from Sacramento, I gave her a bottle, and she's just going to pay me later or whatever. I want you to hear her story because we're all in celebration right now. It's so amazing. I don't want to give up anything. I'll let her tell her story.
Introduction. We have our next speaker. Turn on your get your Kleenex box out. Alejandra Prado, will you star six, sweetheart, and come on in and share your story, hon.
Good morning. I'm Alejandra.
Well, we're so excited, but you share, when you spoke to me on Saturday, I can't get over how you came across, but go ahead and I'll shut up now so you can tell.
My name's Alejandra. I go by Alex. Everybody knows me by Alex. And I met Tony through a voicemail call or like a voice call on, I'm going to say December, November of 2022 in class. And then her phone number's in my journal, but I never paid attention what Cell Defender was or anything. And I kind of kicked my butt now for it. I didn't call that number. But I went to Sacramento with the group, and Tony had been in our class all of 2021. I was hearing her, and she was sitting in class, and I would be like, okay. But when I went to Sacramento and I heard Rick explain the chemistry behind it, that's what got me. My background is I have my associate's in natural science, and I also am a holistic health practitioner, so anything that's science grabs my attention. But when I came home, when we were driving back, I was telling Kathy, you know what? I can't wait till my shipment comes because I ordered some stuff. And she's like, oh, I have a Cell Defender in my car. And I'm like, oh, can I pay you later? She's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, okay. So that night, what is it, Thursday night, I gave my daughters five drops under the tongue. And I was like, oh, you guys go to sleep. I'll see you guys in the morning. And then the next day, I gave them five drops in the morning and five drops again in the night before they went to bed. Well, an hour after, I knew it was working because my daughter that's 16, she's your normal 16-year-old. She's like, Mom, I'm hot and I'm burning. I'm like, okay, working, just drink water. But then in the morning, my daughter Ashley, she's 17. She'll be 18 this year. She's autistic. She's diagnosed with autism with mental retardation, response delay, and she has a hormone imbalance, high cholesterol, everything she named because they don't move. They just want to be their tablets, the TV. She runs into my room at 6:30 in the morning saying, Mother, my body feels funny and I'm scared. My daughter does not speak in sentences. My daughter gives you one or two words and sometimes half a word. And you have to figure out what the next half is. So I was like, okay, I must be dreaming because it's 6:30 in the morning. I'm not a morning person. So I just randomly asked her, what do you feel? She's like, I don't know, but I feel funny. And I was like, okay, so we got up, started our day. I was still like, okay, I must be dreaming. This isn't real. This isn't real. My brain's probably playing tricks on me. So my son wakes up to take the dogs out to relieve themselves. And I go, hey, go have a conversation with your sister. And he gives me this look like, what kind of conversation am I going to have with her? Kind of look like, are you kidding me? So he walks to the living room. And he's like, Ashley, what did you have for lunch yesterday? And she just looks at him and she's like, I had spaghetti for lunch yesterday. And he just looks at me with that face like, are we like in the Twilight Zone? And then I go tell him, come back here. And I explain to him what I was giving like the girls. And he's like, are you kidding me? That's just one day. And I go, I know. I know. And then at lunchtime, my daughter, she usually just gravitates to the TV, the living room, her toys, and that's it. From the table to the living room. After school, to the living room. Anywhere we go, we come back, that's her area. Well, after I cleaned up her play, I'm like, okay, go play. And she's like, no, I want to go outside. All right, you want to go outside? She's like, yeah, I want to go outside. I'm like, okay. So I told her, okay, go sit on the chairs with your sister outside. And I had my 16-year-old go sit with her while I cleaned up the kitchen. And she's like, I don't want a chair. I want to sit on the floor. I need the floor. I was like, okay, this little girl wants the ground. How does she know that? So I was like, okay. So we were all just letting her lead us the whole day because we were all in shock. And this morning, yesterday, she was having a lot of bowel movement without straining because a lot of some kids with autism, they strain a lot. Yesterday, she was having bowel movement after bowel movement and no straining.
Wow.
And yeah, and then this morning, I go, Ashley, do you want your jacket on or you want jacket off? So she hates the jacket. She's like, I want it off. So I noticed, because I'm paying more attention, her response delay, her response is quicker now than having to wait a minute, like come for her to think and give me the response. So that's what I noticed today, that her response is also coming in faster than it was before. And that's what's been going on with my Ashley.
And it's creating a firestorm of people watching and listening to you and waiting for her next sentence. So congratulations, Alejandra.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to be putting her in the bus in a minute right now, and I can't wait to have the teachers call me. They're going to get a kick out of it.
I know the classroom. Guys, everyone, when she shared this story yesterday in class, and I was so happy to drive through to make class physically in person, and everybody was cheering hearing this message. And so you are creating a firestorm of people who will now understand this is a miracle. We
Ashley's getting on the bus. Ashley, can you say good morning? Can you say good morning? She's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
She's a little sassy right now. She does not like going to school.
She said good morning earlier, so she's probably wondering, why is this woman talking to me again? Anyway, thank you so, so much. We're grateful that you've made time. I know it's not easy with children in the morning. So thank you for making time.
Thank you.
All right, hon. God bless.
Likewise.
Bye-bye. All right. Isn't that amazing? Oh, we love it. We love it. We could end the call right here, but we have one more excited person who's just going to share her experience. She came from the north, and she traveled down with Tony Goddard and Marianne Barr, sweetheart, would you star six and just share a few of your observations, your energy, and what you'd like to share? This happened in the last month, huh? Marianne?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Go ahead
Hello.
And give
morning.
You good morning.
Good morning. So happy to be here. Wonderful testimony.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear me?
So please feel free to share what you've observed the last month with yourself and possibly what you observed on Thursday night, and we will wrap up the call with Chip Littlejohn if we don't have any other things or any other questions today.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited. I just want to thank Tony Goddard for letting me know about Avini. She's a dynamo. And then she invited me to go to SAC with her, and that was it. Wow. The owners, their testimonies, what this product can do for your body and your mind. I know my mental focus is just, wow, I have too much energy. And my husband as well. My husband's a bread man, so I asked him yesterday, what do you feel? He goes, I cannot believe how focused I am. And I said, I know. You just are thinking differently. Your energy's just stable, and it's no more brain fog. We're just really excited to be in this company. And going down to Sacramento just topped it all off. The comp plan in this business is people helping people. I love it. It's a gift.
Yes, it is. It sure is. Well, you are a gift, Mary Ann. Your energy is just so contagious. And I think moving forward in Avini, the science, we will not get over the science. But I think energy like yours and others that are starting to catch the glimmer of what we have is what is going to propel us all forward into the next wave of growth. And so we're so grateful for you, sweetheart. And
oh, thank you really very much. The testimonies really with the owners are what rounds it all. They couldn't have made a better plan to help everybody. That's really heartfelt. And I just thank Tony Goddard.
She is amazing. She absolutely is amazing. So absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Mary Ann. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're so welcome.
So just want to cap off something that was gleaned from these, just this amazing week. And like Mary Ann said, and everyone noted that meeting Neil, meeting Rick and Doug, it was such the perfect blend. But I have to share a takeaway, and I know Chip will appreciate this if we haven't said this already. Doug Dickey made the comment in Jamestown that our product is an explosive product, volcanic born, and when a volcano spews in the air and does what it does, sending its lava and its rocks into the air, that dynamic explosion, and it naturally attracts all substances that it will naturally attract. It just does it. It just does it because it's nature and because it's the most highly absorbent property in on the planet. Well, I love that thought when Doug said, Cell Defender does the same thing in our bodies, completely oblivious that there's a human being around it. It has no idea that there's a human being around it. It's still going to absorb all the toxins, all the heavy metals, and do its job and eliminate them through the urinary tract. So I loved that thought that it doesn't matter who we are, what we think, the Cell Defender is still going to do what it's going to do, just like in nature. And with that, Chip, would you like to summarize our call today, please?
You bet. Oh, my goodness. That is kind of a cool thought, because one of the most important things is to get it out of the bottle it comes in and into the human container, because that's where all the work happens that we just heard about. And that natural attraction thing, the old thought about, is there an oak tree and an acorn? Well, not exactly, but there's the ability to attract an oak tree, and if there's ability to attract one, maybe an entire forest. And that's the comp plan that Mary Ann spoke about. And Mary Ann, thank you for saying that you can do this for your work if you wish. And what I'm hearing is that people, I was thinking about some of the major, obviously one of the major things that led to this morning's call was the students at that Health Wellness Institute. You know, she was referring to Pamela Cobble, who is the teacher that wasn't here this morning. But what are the teachers and the students looking for when they come together for an event like that? They're looking for something new, something interesting, something impactful, something they can use in their lives for sure. And it sure sounds like that gathering, that school, is an epicenter for people that are already looking to find something like this. And I just have to go back to Ashley's story now. It's going to be great. Alejandra, obviously, is a spectacular name. Alex is a great name. But probably Ashley's story is what will come to the top of this. And so she'll suddenly be the famous one. And I remember the very first call like this that I ever got when I very first started representing Rick's product and had it in my hands. And I had a little different thought back then. I wasn't going to just try it on me or try it on Marcy and see if it worked and then tell about it if it worked. I thought I needed a bigger test than that. So I wanted a lot of people to use the product. So if you are getting that comment from folks, hey, I wanted to use it for me, and if it works for me, then I'll tell about it. Well, let's do a little bit bigger test. I'm telling you it's great, but please do it you, at least your family members, people around you, some people you think might benefit, and let them win you to the cause. That's essentially what happened for me, and so maybe I'll tell a little bit about that story in a minute, but Ashley's story is certainly the one right at hand. So it was 5 drops one day, 5 drops the next morning, 5 drops the next evening, and all of a sudden Ashley starts coming out with strings of words. And it was, you think about it, it had to almost be there. Had to almost be there, but she couldn't quite get it out. That response delay, interesting the terms that Alejandra has come up with, that response delay. It's like it won't all quite come out. I remember my son struggled to read, and his big dream was to be able to read at a normal speaking pace. And so that response delay thing, it's almost there. And her beautiful description of what she was sensing and had to try to tell people, what do you feel? Scared, funny, my body feels funny. Those descriptions, I want to go outside, I want to be on the floor. Her mom recognized that she had an urge to get grounded, and it was her own, Ashley's own intuition. She wanted to get grounded. And then, and this is a bit harsh, but I want you to know that this isn't the first one of these I've heard. And the bowel thing is common, and the constipation thing is common. And it's not uncommon for desperate moms watching a child who can't clear to go in with their fingers to try to help them. And if all of a sudden your child is having predictable, normal, non-straining bowel movements, that's gigantic at your house. Gigantic, gigantic, gigantic. So now we got quicker response and we got school today. I actually got to hear Alejandra talking to Marcy and with Tony about what was going on a couple of days ago. And we said, please don't tell the teachers, let them tell you. So I look forward to that part of the story that's certainly coming back at us. Very first one of these, I'm just going to add it because we've got a little bit of time this morning, that I ever heard. Saturday morning, I'm brand new with Rick years ago now, around 19 years ago, and the phone rings, and it's a mother in tears. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what's happened? What's the matter? Because it's just now starting to grow away from the people that I know. I didn't know this woman. Calls me in tears. I said, what happened? She said, my son. I said, oh, my gosh, what happened to your son? He picked up a toy tractor and headed across the rug making tractor noises. I was kind of relieved, you can imagine. I said, well, is that good or bad? And then she started crying again. Obviously, it was good. It was the first thing to show interest in anything. And so that kind of stuff is really, really a big deal. Oh, my goodness. So Kathy Carr was talking about brain fog, fatigue, and forgetfulness, and then she talked about energy and frequency. I mean, look at the people that are being attracted here. They're the most interesting people, and I thought it was neat that everybody talked about their sponsors that brought them and recognized the courage to strike up the conversation or that they heard it in the school and didn't reach out at first, but then Sacramento. I got to be at the first one of those. I'm lamenting right now not being there to meet everybody in person this last weekend. But the power of that event where people heard and they saw Rick or they saw Neil or they heard something from Doug or from each other, They saw the kind of people. I mean, my line about what's happening with Avini is it comes from smart and it's attracting smart. We've had perfect examples of that today. And kind of cool that she went through the freedom to use it as you wish. 5 drops today, 5 drops morning and night tomorrow, 10 drops morning and night. Then Rick says 5 drops 4 times a day. And she's super sensitive to energy and frequency. And that happened to be the best for her. And of course, hearing it from Rick, the best for her. And getting it out of the bottle and into the human container is the best for all of us. And I think that's what I got, Tony.
I think it's always amazing what you got. And thank you for that, Chip. Super, super call today. I think it's perfect. We want to put it in the can this way.